So here we move on now to the next area of submission, and that is to Jesus. You may be surprised that the title of this message is Submission to Jesus when you've already submitted to God the Father, but you need to keep in mind that you have three relationships here, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So today we're going to look a little more closely at a very familiar scripture, John 14:23. Which says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. It's very easy for us at this point, beloved, to declare that we love Jesus, but the acid test of our love is our obedience to what he asks us. We looked yesterday at whether or not we believe the scripture was inerrant, that it is and was the whole counsel of God plus nothing and our standard for living. You will have decided what you thought about that. And your decision is key to your obedience. We really need to, as the Greek puts it, hupako, that's H-U-P-A-K-O-E. It's a Greek word meaning to listen with a view to obedience. And the prefix hupa or hupo means to come under, to rank below, to submit to the word being spoken, to bow the knee to it, to yield and do as it asks. In a nutshell, that right there is biblical submission. However, if the Bible isn't really relevant to you today, there's no way in our enlightened society that you're going to align your life with what it says. You know, need only to look at the first commandment to prove that statement. When Jesus speaks in John 14:23, the word he uses is very interesting. He says, if. Perhaps you will, perhaps you won't. Wishful mode. If you had, past tense. I wish you would, but I'm afraid you won't. Future negative. There were four different ways of saying that little word if in Greek. And the last if was if and you will. Since I know that you will. The positive one. He's not going to love you any the less. All of this is entirely up to you. So, which is it for you this day? I'll leave you with that.